Public safety at center of Brownsville Midtown bar dispute. Public safety concerns are at the center of an ongoing dispute between the city of Brownsville and several bars in the Midtown Entertainment District, where enforcement actions temporarily shut down multiple businesses before a judge allowed them to reopen. The affected establishments are located along Pablo Keisel Boulevard, an area the city has identified as part of its Midtown Entertainment District. In a June 25th media statement, the City of Brownsville said it revoked certificates of occupancy for 7 establishments after determining the businesses were not in compliance with city ordinance requirements for late-night entertainment operations. The city said the ordinance applies to certain businesses operating between midnight and 2 a.m., including bars, nightclubs, dance halls, music venues, restaurants, and similar establishments that receive most of their revenue from on-premise alcohol sales after midnight. According to the city, the rules are intended to reduce late-night disturbances, improve public safety, and ensure businesses meet standards for security, lighting, surveillance, crowd management, circulation, and age verification. What the rules require. Based on the city's media statement and publicly available summaries of the Midtown Entertainment District rules, late-night entertainment businesses in the district may be required to meet operational standards that include age verification, alcohol operation requirements, security measures, lighting, surveillance, and crowd management controls. The rules apply to late-night entertainment-oriented businesses such as bars, nightclubs, dance halls, discos, music venues, restaurants, and similar establishments operating between midnight and 2 a.m. The city has said the ordinance covers businesses that derive more than 51% of gross revenue from on-premise alcohol sales for on-premise consumption after midnight. Businesses may also be required to maintain adequate lighting, security cameras or surveillance systems, and procedures for crowd flow and patron safety. City officials have also cited requirements tied to age verification and alcohol operations. If the city determines a business is not in compliance, enforcement can include revocation of the business's certificate of occupancy. Affected businesses must stop occupancy and operations until a new certificate of occupancy is issued by the city's building official, according to the city's statement. The city said business owners may appeal certificate of occupancy revocations through the Planning and Redevelopment Services Department. Corrective actions may include showing compliance with requirements tied to age verification, alcohol operations, security, lighting, and surveillance. The affected businesses later reopened after a judge signed a temporary restraining order, allowing them to continue operating while the legal dispute moves forward. The temporary restraining order does not resolve the larger question of how the city will enforce safety requirements in the district. City officials have framed the issue as one of compliance and public safety, while business owners have challenged the shutdowns through the courts. The dispute highlights a broader challenge for Brownsville: how to support nightlife and local business activity while addressing safety concerns in busy late-night areas. Sources: City of Brownsville Media Statement, June 25th. 2026. City of Brownsville Code of Ordinances. City of Brownsville City Commission. Brownsville bars reopen after judge signs temporary restraining order. Brownsville leaders explain shutdown of Midtown bars. Dozens of violations.